right there.
What are we going to do?
So we're just going to do this one machine right here. What it does is it'll get some readings on your vision as well as test the pressure of your eye. So go ahead and sit down.
What's your name?
Dominic.
Dominic, okay.
I was wondering if I forgot to bring it today. All right, go ahead and scoot on up. You're going to put your chin on the chin rest, forehead against the strap. Just look at this balloon for me. I'm going to take some pictures of your eye to get your prescription. Now for your left eye. And then we're going to do the pressure test now. So go ahead and put your head back up to there. Yep. See that dot in the middle? You're just going to look at that dot, and we're going to blow a little bit of it straight ahead. Do you see the dot?
No.
Move your head to the left. Your left. There we go. Look straight ahead. Do you see that dot right there?
No.
Say again?
Yes, I have a little bit of macular degeneration.
Oh, okay. So just do your best to look straight ahead.
I know, I see the dot. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So just keep looking there. Good job. And then we're going to do the left eye.
Yeah, I see the dot here.
Perfect. Good job.
The other one, I have to look off to one side.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I assume you already see an ophthalmologist for the macular degeneration?
Yeah, a long time ago, but something very unusual happened last year, and that's the reason I am here.
Okay. And you didn't want to do the retinal imaging to see if...
No. All right. Let me just say, my wife, what happened is, a little bit scary. Last year, I went in to get my driver's license down on MVD, on Eubank, and Montgomery. And I walked in there, said, we're going to do the vision test. I looked at it, and here's the three little tiny lines, okay? I'll read the top one. I can't really see it, but I'll try. And just do it again. I can't see. You want to do it a third time? I said, no, and I walked out. Okay, and here's the strange thing. The year before I walked in there to do the same thing, the guy said, okay, for your eye test, I looked at it. He said, read the first line. And I kind of blocked over the first line. I read the second line for him. And he said, everything's fine. And at that time, I became very suspicious that something is going on. And here, there's another thing. Let me continue. Several years previous to that, at DMV, I went in to get my driver's license. And the same kind of little tiny lines said to it. And the lady says, look at it, you know, can you read it? No. Put on your reading glass, can you do it? And I started kind of complaining. She said, let's go over to a different machine. I looked at the different machine and everything was fine. And so I thought there was some gamesmanship here I didn't like. Okay, this is the real reason here. My wife came in here and got some... glasses for distance and so forth. And so when I went down last year, after walking out, I went to a different place, got my license with no issues. But she gave me her glasses just in case, and I didn't need them, and I got my license. But here's what she kind of somewhat recommended.
Oh, okay. This would be best. Show this to the opticians once you see the doctor, and the optician that helps you with the glasses to pick out the lenses.
Oh, okay, okay.
This is good.
Yeah,
for that.
But that's the reason I'm here, because it scared me last year. I mean, that was just really weird when this lady said, you know, just a minute now. Oh, by the way, on the Department of Motor Vehicles, I listened very, very carefully and noted it, and I filed a complaint with the motor vehicle. Mm-hmm. And hey, the time I went in, and before the guy was in there looking at it, and he starts reading and reading and reading. He says, okay, this is it.
Let's come on over this way. That way the doctor can see you.
Okay, great. It's kind of a panic deal.
How you doing?
Hi.
Come on in.
Well, thank you, sir.
Get the big chair.
Okay.
And Mr. Payne.
Mr. Payne, right.
Payne, sorry.
P-A-Y-N-E.
P-A-Y-N-E?
Yes.
Mr. Payne. What's going on? What brings you in the city?
Okay, something's very, very strange, okay?
Okay.
Let me detail what happened. Last year, I went in to get my driver's license down on DMV and Eubank in Montgomery. I went in there, and the lady says, okay, we're going to test your vision. And she comes back, and here I look at it, there's three little tiny lines, okay? She says, read the first one. I can't really, I try. Read the set, read it again. She says, you want to read the third one? I said, no, and walked out. Okay. Then I went to another DMV. My wife got previous glasses from here.
From where?
Here.
Oh, okay.
High World. And okay. She says, well, take mine in case you have any trouble.
Okay.
Well, I got my license with no problem.
With her glasses?
No, without. Okay.
Okay.
See, in the year before, I went in there, and the guy says, read the one. So I kind of, well, my forward head wasn't quite in the right position. Uh-huh. So I read the second line, not the first line. Okay, and had no problem. But now let's back up. Several years ago, I went into DMV, the state one.
Uh-huh.
And what happened? A lady got in there. She said, oh, we're going to test your vision. And I saw about the same thing I saw last year, these three little small lines. And so I tried to read the first one. Now, she said, well, put on your reading glasses. Can you see it? No. And I became suspicious. So finally, she says, oh, let's go to a different machine. I look, and I go, no problem.
Good.
I read. Okay, but my suspicion... I'm super paranoid about this and what's happening here.
Okay,
but what the reason I'm here is, since I did try my wife's glasses out, you know, driving around and things, they said, yeah, they do improve vision.
Okay,
so I mean, I can see a little bit further in distance and so forth.
Okay.
And so the reason I'm here is to try to get about the same thing she has, without... Now, let's back up further. I went to an ophthalmologist, a new one over here, Jesse, okay? And Jesse said, well, you have somewhat of a macular degeneration here. Mm-hmm. He said, we're going to fix that. We're going to send you to Albuquerque Macular.
Okay.
So they went there, and the guy says, oh, he's like from Slovenia or something like this.
Yeah.
We're going to start giving you injections. I started reading up on this, and the side effects and things, decided, well, we're not going to do this. Then I didn't do that, but about, a month, two later, I get this nasty letter from this guy saying, you didn't show up. You on and on, okay? And then after that, it says, Albuquerque Macular is going out of business. All right.
Yeah, the high country.
And I, as I say, I got very, very suspicious of the eye people, after that.
Okay.
because...
you don't think you have macular degeneration?
No, I do, definitely do. And my right eye, because when I have to kind of look off to one side or think like this, I do have it, but not in my left eye.
Your left eye's okay.
Okay, but that is the reason I am here, is to, you know, try getting some glasses that would do this.
Well, I don't know if glasses are going to help take the place of injections or macular degeneration. But let's see how good we can get you seeing. Let's see what we're starting off with and see what we come up with.
Okay. Well, again.
Have you ever had cataract surgery?
Let's
start there.
No.
So you're 87 years old, never had cataract surgery, you have macular degeneration. You don't really wear glasses now, but you think...
My reading glasses for a computer with the blue filter on it.
You got 87 years without wearing anything to drive, but you tried your wife's, and you think that got you seeing a little better.
What's this now?
But you tried your wife's glasses.
Yeah, I can see a little bit better, okay?
Okay.
And so, well...
And I see you just had a birthday, so you're probably due for your MVD test again. So
yes, right? Okay, that's why I am...
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here. I'm just taking the precautions, okay? If I have problems, I would like to have a glass. But as I say, that thing just scared the crap out of me both times, because what these guys are going to do for various reasons in the state, okay, because I didn't have trouble. I'm a retiree from Sandia National Laboratories.
Okay, yeah.
And Sandia, and I work for the national contractor for the National Security Agency.
Uh-huh.
Well, the National Security Agency and Sandia, my stuff with them was fine, okay. I worked on a data authenticator for seismic. But I got information on other things that they were doing.
Yeah.
And the thing that was particularly bad is that a Swiss national was arrested in Tehran and tossed into the Aven prison for 9.5 months. When he got out, he phones me and says, "Do you know why I got thrown in?" And what happened? "Yeah, I know why you got thrown in." And the reason he got my name is from James Bamford, the news director of ABC in London. Okay, and what happened is that Sandia and some of my colleagues, okay, were telling me what they were doing. Well, what NSA and Sandia did, they bugged Crypto AG cipher machines, so that what happens when the Iranians were giving secret orders, it was passing these on to the United States, who passed them on to the Iraqis.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then after this, I get an email from Iran Donisjew. He said, "Hey, we saw some of this stuff out there. Tell us what happened."
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting stuff.
Well, it's even more interesting. Then I started getting messages from Alexander Semyonov in Moscow. And he sends me pictures from his flat. And then finally he says, "Tell us what happened to the Iranians."
Wow. That's
I know. I don't like it. I don't like any part of this.
But, let's see what we can do about your vision today.
Okay.
Come on, let's have a look out there in that mirror. Let's see.
Okay, and I did sign the one that you don't give this information out.
Right, yeah.
By the way, my wife was out talking to some of the neighbors. One of her neighbor husband said his wife had macular degeneration. And then he added that the state requires ophthalmologists to send all vision information to the state.
Right.
Do you know, is this correct?
I mean, well, required or not, it depends if you have to fill out. You know, the state has a requirement that you have to be able to see to drive.
Yeah, oh yeah.
If you can't see to drive and what's causing the decrease in vision, cataracts, macular degeneration, then we fill out the form and you probably wouldn't pass the MVD anyway. But I don't know if it's required necessarily for the MVD, but they do keep track of your vision at the MVD, of course. And so they ask us to
Yeah, well, as I say, I don't trust the system.
Yeah, I don't blame you, but let's see here.
Okay.
Requires you to have a license to drive, unfortunately. Can you see any letters out there?
If I go...
See a mirror. Here, let me do that. Can you see that?
If I move my head off to the right, I see an E.
Okay, can you see that? Yeah, it's harder to find it with that one. Okay, let's go, let's see here. How about
E?
Here? Good. Here?
P-H-T.
Good.
Q, I guess it is. P-H-T... O A.
Good. How about here?
Y L N E P.
Good. How about here?
B A O F T.
Good. How about here?
B G N O M.
Yeah. And you're out there driving, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, sorry, I don't have, but I'm real careful when I go up to things is to, with the right eye, is to kind of look around.
Yeah, that right eye is not good. The left eye is a little better, I guess, but still not probably, very borderline. You probably might, and that's the thing that's hard to tell people, is there comes a point for all of us where maybe we've got to hang up the car keys. It's just not safe for you or the people around you to be out there if you're not seeing what you need to see. But let's take that one step at a time. Let's see if I can get your left eye any better, okay? And that's going to determine, how I go about giving you glasses at this point in your life. How's that? Can you see those letters any better?
I think it's B-G-N-D... H.
Good. Now, are those letters any better here or much worse? Or better now?
Better.
Any better here or worse or the same? Or same as that one?
This is better.
Good. Sharper if I do that or a little blurry?
Maybe that's a little blurry.
Can you call out any of these letters?
P. Z N B
good
E.
Okay, well, that's probably just good enough to get by at the MVD if you had to. Here's no glasses. That's the line you need to be able to see. Look out there. Can you see that line without glasses?
Yeah.
Call it out for me.
F N B B E.
Good. So glasses do give you maybe a very minimal improvement.
Yeah.
Whether or not that'll help you pass at the MVD remains to be seen. Let's see here. Come on in here. Chin down. Forehead all the way against the plastic bar. I want to check the health of your eyes before I let you go. Look towards my ear. Look over here a little more. Put your head a little more that way. Right there. A little back that way. There we go. Right there. Straight ahead. Good. Hold right there. Go ahead and sit back.
Your name is?
Abram is my first name. Olguin is my last name.
Okay, okay.
I got to be honest with you, Mr. Payne. Your vision is getting weaker. Obviously, you're only using one eye instead of two. Mm-hmm. Even with glasses, that right eye doesn't improve. Your left eye is still your stronger eye because it's not as affected from macular degeneration. but you still have some cataracts on both eyes, which isn't really an issue for the right one, but for the left, since that's your driving eye, that's your seeing eye, that's the one we want to keep you seeing well enough to drive.
Yes.
Even with glasses, it's only about a line of vision better, which is good. We can take everything we can get, but I don't imagine that any prescription I give you, you'll put them on and go, wow, this is so much better. Probably, I don't even know if you got that with your wife's glasses or if it's a small improvement.
Yeah, just a small improvement.
So, there, like I said, there still may come a point. This might be your last year driving or able to pass at the MVD. And if that's the case, then we'll deal with it. Like most people have to deal with it eventually. But for now, I'm willing to try the prescription. I just want to lower your expectations of what glasses and can do. They can get you seeing, kind of like hearing aids. They can get you hearing or seeing as good as you're capable of, but they're not going to make you see like Superman just because I make them stronger or change it. Or
does the cataracts make any difference?
They do, but again, the benefits have to outweigh the risks of surgery. And I think a consultation with an ophthalmologist wouldn't hurt to see if removing that cataract in your left eye would improve your vision enough to keep you going, you know, keep you driving a while longer. But your glasses prescription, your right eye is going to be pretty much the same prescription just so that they're balanced.
Uh-huh.
But it's a minimal prescription on the left eye. And I'm hoping it's enough to keep you passing at the MVD.
Okay.
Now, the rules of the MVD say you only need one good eye.
Uh-huh.
So when they test you over there, remind them, well, I just use my left eye. I only need one good eye, and my eye is good enough. As long as it's just good enough, we'll keep you out there. But you be extra careful on the roads.
Oh, yes, I am.
And we'll try the glasses.
Yeah, I don't try to drive after dark or anything. That's a
good. Yeah, I don't think that's appropriate anymore. But let's try the glasses and see if you like them. And I want you to get a regular checkup in a year, okay?
Okay.
Maybe 6 months. I would try to shoot for 6 months with the ophthalmologist just to see if removing that cataract, if they recommend it or not.
Okay, as I said, Jesse Swift.
Swift at where? Pacific Cataract, I think?
Oh, no, it was over here southwest or something like that.
Oh, okay.
When he said that with the guy at the macular, I got real suspicious. I started reading all the side effects.
Yeah, so you feel like it just wasn't going to help you?
Yeah, I got scared, okay. I quit going.
Did you do the same thing with COVID vaccine? You strike me as a very strong skeptic. Or did you
I took all of that.
But yeah, the anti-VEGF, the Avastin and the Lucentis are widely injected, and they do, for some people, they do help stabilize the wet macular degeneration. But yeah, when it comes to macular degeneration, it's bad. We don't have a lot of options for it yet.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe someday when they figure out stem cells, they can rebuild you a macula.
By the way, I see here now, just recently, is all these ads on TV.
Yeah.
For macular degeneration. Right. What is your impression of those ads?
You know, we do what we can, but at the end of the day, it's a losing battle. Macular degeneration is going to win every time.
Uh-huh.
Our goal is to have you live long enough that you outlive your macular degeneration.
Yeah.
And have it not progress to total blindness. So it's one of those things. It's a genetic disease, and it affects people in bad ways, and people go blind, and there's nothing we can always do to stop it. So we throw whatever we can think about it. But let's try the glasses for your case and see if that helps, okay?
Okay, well, that's the reason I came in. I'm glad you listened to my story, okay? But the thing with the DM, the state, okay?
Yes.
That scared me when all of a sudden this lady says, do this, you know, and all of a sudden, hey, I can see.
Yeah, I mean, they issue the licenses, and driving is a privilege, not a right, so if you can't see well enough, they will take your license.
Yeah.
And that goes for everybody, not just, you know, so, yeah, I know it's tough. You want to have the freedom to drive without the state interfering in your business, but they're the ones that give the licenses, so they have a certain sanctions to do that. So.
But that lady was messing around.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and that's any state agency. It depends who you get at the counter, whether or not they're helpful or they give you the runaround. So be careful out there. But if you have any problems, let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to hand you off to these nice folks next door, and they can help you out with the actual buses, which will take some getting used to because you've never had them. So give them a chance, okay?
Okay.
Let's walk next door. We're going to step on over to the other side.
Okay.
So we can... going to be
Hello. Hi.
Min's frames are on that back wall.
What's that now?
Min's frames are on the back wall.
Okay.
So if you want to look at some frames, feel free to browse the frames, and then they'll call you over and get you all fixed up, okay?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. You take care. We'll see you next time.
chair? Thank you. Okay, thank you. Yes.
What's the last name?
Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. What?
Can I just sit on the other side there?
Oh, the other side?
Yeah, this is where I'm going to be.
Okay.
So this is for me. It looks like you got it.
You're going to do for one distance, one near? Is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah, one the up close, long distance.
Distance? Okay. In close. All right, and then for the distance, you want the anti-reflective treatment, you want the warranty, then the UV and blue light for the...
Yeah, but not the ones in parentheses.
No, you don't want the warranty?
Just a minute. Scratch resistant?
Well, the warranty is $20 per pair, and it covers the glasses if anything happens
okay,
to them.
Okay, okay, yeah.
They'll be replaced. So you have 1 year warranty.
Okay.
And that's what that means.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Calle
de Sandias.
Vision in the right eye?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. I started doing my right eye, but I have macular degeneration, so I have to kind of look off to one
side. Yeah, they call it a balance, so I'm going to just put the same prescription that's in your left eye in your right eye.
What's this?
It's called a balance, so I'm going to put the same script that's in your left eye in your right eye.
Okay.
Just so you don't have a...
Okay, yeah, sure.
Look the same behind
okay,
the back.
Okay, yeah, I think that's it. Sounds good.
No insurance?
No. Okay. Well, no, I have insurance, but I'm not sure it covers vision here.
Who is it?
I'll have you check.
This just standard with this one. United Healthcare. You didn't tell them that when you.
No, my wife told me. And of course Medicare.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to look at this one.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. What's your date of birth?
6/11/37.
It says no patient found, so I mean, at least we tried. Let's try one more. Let's grab the ID. 305-327. Yeah, that should have been UnitedHealthcare Spectera, and it didn't come up with anything. But it's AARP, and there isn't AARP. Let me see what we do if I type in AARP for third party.
Well, thank you, sir.
Anything underneath that either. So try one more real quick. I don't think it's USP Davis maybe. Try it. That way I can say I did my due diligence.
My wife said that.
Yeah. All right, I thought it was worth trying.
Thank you, yeah, something. For future efforts.
Mm-hmm. Distance. Can I have you take your glasses off there for me?
Yeah.
I need you to look at here at the center of the green circle. I might have to have you raise your hat up a little bit. Because you have only the vision in one eye, I would recommend the polycarbonate lens, which is an impact-resistant lens, versus the regular plastic. In case anything did happen, your eye's more protected, since you only have the
vision. How much difference?
It's 120, but it covers both pairs. 120 covers both pairs. I can show you what it looks like here. Let me show you what it's going to look like. Let's put it in, and I'm going to get you taken care of it.
What does it protect now?
It's impact resistant. It does have the UV filter already inherent in it. You'd be paying additional for the UV in the regular plastic lens anyway.
So okay, so what's the difference?
I'm going to give you the cost here.
Great.
This is distance. It's going to be distance. I do believe we'll have that in stock, so check that out in a minute. 250 plus 3.25 minus 1. The reading glasses, we're going to have to order from our outside lab because of the blue light. So these will take 10 days.
Why don't you try getting ones that you have in stock, okay, similar?
Without the blue light. Yeah, because your reading prescription is going to be a plus 3.25. Let me go see if we have it. Let me go check.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So you will have, for up close, UV blue light protection, scratch resistant.
Okay.
UV and anti-reflective, and scratch resistant. So you got it. You got it covered.
Oh, terrific.
But it's not going to be today. It'll be probably, I think, tomorrow's book, so it'll probably be around 1 o'clock Friday.
Okay.
Is that all right? So it's 2 days, not 10 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to have this one by Friday.
That's the easier distance. Go ahead, both.
Okay.
Yeah. No price, spectacle, no order. Here we go. All right. So, reading.
Does that look like a reasonable choice between the two?
A reasonable
choice?
Yeah.
For reading and something lighter?
Something different. This lens is going to be thicker because it's reading, so it's going to be more magnified.
Oh,
your
okay.
Eyes.
Yeah.
This is pretty strong reading correction, but that's fine. It'll work fine.
I use 1.5 now.
Yeah, you should be using a 3.25.
Wow.
That's what it's bumping up to, yeah. Are those kind of doing all right, or?
Yeah, they work
for
pretty
distance,
well.
Are you wearing them all the time, right?
No, I just were doing them on the computer.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's go here. Maybe 10% off. Since you had an insurance, even though we didn't take it.
Done you.
And then we look at those. We already saved $209, but we're going to give you another 10% off. But I can't give you the discount on the exam, but I'll give you 10% off of the glasses.
Okay.
Whatever that's going to look like. Another $30. Total comes to, for the exam and the two pair of glasses, $415.08.
For how much?
$415.08.
$415.08.
Uh-huh. And is that a lot? It's about $200 a pair. If you look at it that way, plus the exam. I was hoping that we could get, find some insurance to throw on there, but unfortunately, we didn't. And then it's going to ask you, are we going to use a cart?
What?
We're using a cart today?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to ask you a question here, sir, about a donation certificate hidden, and then we'll move forward or whatever you want to do there.
Oh, no.
We'll put the cart in yet, okay? Okay, I'll just answer it for you. I'll get you going. One moment.
Tell me when.
Okay, go and put the card in and follow those instructions for me, Mr. Payne. And then here is a copy of your prescription. And then we'll get these ready, like I said, for you on Friday by around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I can't read this very well. Can you help me?
So the payment type, total amount due, credit?
Yep.
Credit, yes. Sure, I'm just having a sign. Here's that. And then hit that little green button.
Green button. Oh. It worked.
Got it.
Tell me when to remove it.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and take the card out, sir. And then come on up, we'll get you your receipt as well, okay?
Okay. What's your name?
I'm Keith.
Keith?
Yeah.
Okay, nice thank you, Keith.
You. And we'll see you Friday anytime after 1 o'clock.
Thank you, sir.
Alrighty, have a good one.
You too.
So,